Please be seated. So I titled this sermon, The Cross, Where Love Paid the Price. Why does Good Friday matter? Well, it's one of the most profound days in the Christian calendar. To the world it may seem strange, a day remembering suffering and death and execution. How can we call it good? It is good because on this day, Jesus Christ accomplished what no one else could. He dealt with sin once and for all. You see, without Good Friday, there is no forgiveness. Without the cross, there is no salvation. Without the death of Christ, there is no hope. So, what is the problem? The problem is our sin. And the Bible is clear about our condition. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin is not just wrongdoing, it is rebellion against God. It separates us from Him. Isaiah 59 verse 2, your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. We often minimize sin today. We compare ourselves with others and say, I'm not that bad. But the cross tells a different story. The brutality of the cross shows the seriousness of sin. So Christ stood in our place. At the heart of Good Friday is one great truth. Jesus died in our place. Take a seat, Tim. Isaiah 53, verse 5. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Notice the language. Our. He took what belonged to us. We deserve judgment. He took judgment. We deserve death. He died. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Jesus was sinless, perfect, holy, righteous. Yet on the cross, he bore our sin. Give you a sort of an example of what would it be like today. Imagine someone stepping into a courtroom where somebody's going to be punished for something really serious. Imagine someone going in and saying to the judge, I will take the punishment for this guilty person. That would shock us. Well, that is exactly what Jesus did, but on a cosmic scale. Now, there's a cost, you know, of the cross. Good Friday reminds us that salvation was not cheap. Jesus suffered physically, beaten, mocked, crucified. But sometimes we miss this. Even more, he suffered spiritually. He was pure, innocent. Matthew 27 verse 46 says, Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? In that moment, Jesus experienced the separation from the Father that our sin deserved. The wrath of God against sin was poured out on him. This is difficult, but it is essential, because God is loving. He must also be just. And at the cross, justice was satisfied. And here's the victory. It is finished. John 19, verse 30. Jesus on the cross, finally, after all the pain and suffering, said, "It is finished." These were not words of defeat. They were a declaration of victory. The work was complete. Sin was paid. Debt cancelled. Salvation secured. The phrase means paid in full. There's nothing more to add. No good works can earn it. No religion can improve it. Christ has done it all. So there has to be a response to the cross. Good Friday is not just something to remember, it's something to respond to. There are only two responses. Reject it. Ignore it. Dismiss it. Walk away. Or receive it. Turn to Christ in repentance and faith. John 3:16, famous verse. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Not just here, eternal life. To believe simply means, admit your sin, trust in Christ, and receive his forgiveness. Couldn't be easier, could it? So if you're not a Christian, this is your moment. Jesus died for you, not in general, personally. Your sin, your guilt, your need. And today he invites you. Come, be forgiven, be made new. And this is the wonderful thing, as I found out many years ago, you do not need to clean yourself up first. You come as you are. The cross is enough. So to conclude, why is it called Good Friday? Because through the darkest moment in history, God brought the greatest good. The cross looked like defeat, but it was victory. It looked like loss, but it was salvation. It looked like the end, but it was the beginning of eternal life. Because after Friday comes Sunday. Be here Sunday and hear what it's all about. Amen.